Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former New York Congressman George Santos is going to prison.
Former U.S. Representative George Santos has been sentenced to 87 months, more than 7 years in federal prison, after pleading guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Santos admitted deceiving donors and stealing the identities of nearly a dozen people, including family members, to fund his winning campaign. But the sentencing judge asked him, "Where is your remorse?" As part of a plea deal, Santos has agreed to pay roughly $580,000 in penalties. He served barely a year in Congress before his House colleagues ousted him in 2023. I'm Donna Water.
Migrants facing removal from the U.S. must meet strict conditions to contest their removal under the Alien Enemies Act.
Newly unsealed court documents show migrants subject to deportation under the Alien Enemies Act are being given about 12 hours to decide if they want to contest their removal. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement official says the migrants are served with a form about their legal rights, but it's only available in English, though ICE says it is read to people in a language they understand. The document says they can make a phone call, but doesn't explicitly say they can challenge their removal. They then have 24 hours to file documents in court. I'm Ben Thomas.
Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says the Trump administration is trying to undermine our judiciary following the arrest of a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan was taken into custody on courthouse grounds Friday by the FBI. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the man was facing domestic violence charges. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 20 points, the NASDAQ rose 216. This is SRN News. A poll about persuasion.
It comes from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and it asks Americans who don't believe in God how likely it is that their minds could be changed. Amongst those who are the most adamant that they cannot be persuaded to believe that God exists are those who have graduate degrees from college. The youngest Americans, Generation Z, also less likely to be persuaded, as are members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Tennessee state legislature has adjourned without passing a bill aimed at keeping males out of female bathrooms and similar private areas. The failed legislation would have covered correctional facilities, juvenile detention centers, public higher education institutions, and domestic violence shelters. Another measure passed, forbidding government from making employment decisions based on consideration of someone's race, ethnicity, sex, or age. This is SRN News. Texas lawmakers have passed a $1 billion education bill that allows families to use public money to pay for private school tuition.
This is a major victory for school voucher proponents nationwide and one that has been pushed by President Trump. The measure now heads to Governor Greg Abbott, who will sign it into law. Supporters of the measure say the vouchers can help parents get their children out of poor-performing public schools and force public schools to improve. Critics, however, argue it will weaken public schools by draining money and resources and giving them to private schools. John Scott reporting.
Newly released data shows that Texas public school ratings drastically dropped after the state implemented stricter scoring standards. The Thursday release of ratings for the 2022-23 school year marked the first time failing grades for districts have been made public in 5 years. More details at srnnews.com.